For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, here broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri, as we make our way to the American Veal Association booth. Dale Bakke joining us, president with the American Veal Association. And Dale, thanks for your time this morning. Boy, it's great to have you here in Kansas City.
Great. Thank you for stopping by, Joel, and find out the changes in the new veal, the changes we made in the industry.
Well, first of all, let's kind of do a little background on this industry, this veal industry. Give us a little insight into this.
Well, the veal industry is where we're primarily dealing with milk-fed veal. We're taking a young calf coming off the dairy, about 100 pounds or so of age, or 100 pounds in weight, 10 days of age or less. We're putting that calf on a milk replacer diet, supplementing that with grain, feeding it for about 20 to 22 weeks, and it's going to market at about 475 to 500 pounds.
We live in dairy country in central Minnesota. There's a lot of calves out there, too. And where do you find your producers? Are they nationwide, Dale, or where are they kind of concentrated?
Yeah, the industry is really consolidated. The milk-fed veal industry is pretty much Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Kind of the old dairy belt. I realize Minnesota is part of that as well. And, you know, the veal industry uses still 5% of the whey that's produced in the U.S.
Dale, you talk about your industry. Are you guys changing too and seeing new things as well?
We're seeing a lot of change. The big change that the veal industry wants to get out there and push out there and make consumers aware, as well as people in the egg industry, is that we've gone from raising calves in individual pens that were tethered to raising calves in groups. We had a big powwow here 10 years ago in 2007. At that point in time, we broke up into focus groups and discuss what we can do and visioning for the future, what changes we needed to make to try to be more positive and project a positive image for the consumer. And one of those, really the big item, was changing the way we were raising our calves from being tethered to raising them in groups.
Anybody who's raised calves knows, you know, kind of group housing sometimes or group penning, that can be a little difficult, but to move that way in a positive direction too.
It's been a challenge. We have different systems out there. People are raising calves anywhere from pens of two or groups of two all the way up to groups of 10, and a few farms where they're going with even more.
What do you guys do as an association reaching today's consumer nowadays? I mean, they can be a little fickle at times, but what do you guys do to reach out to them?
Well, we're really trying to, at this point, our association is small. It's made up of 7 members within the industry. It's small family businesses. And we're trying to just get the message out there that we are changing how veal is raised, promoting people to go to the AmericanVeal.com website and find out more information about veal, and trying to ask consumers to eat American veal and request American veal at their supermarkets.
And I have to admit, I have to take that leap and have veal for the first time, Dale, so.
I'm glad to hear that, Joe.
Got to jump over and I got to try it out. But yeah, great industry. We appreciate you being here in Kansas City, Dale. Thanks again.
You bet. Thank you, Joe.
All right, Dale Bakke joining us here on Chasm Radio, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri, president of the American Veal Association.